Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
So, in true...
If he signed...
Okay.
If he signed and trade, if he works with the Warriors,
yeah.
Undoes a sign and trade to go to Atlanta, or his role wouldn't be the same in Sacramento. What I'm saying is maybe he signs outright. Forget your sign and trade. I'm going to sign outright in Sacramento because what I'm allowed to do there will allow me to make the max on the next contract.
Yeah, that's what I think is happening. That's mm-hmm. that's the route that I think he would wind up going. I think the only way Golden State and Jonathan Kuminga would work together is if it was something beneficial for Golden State.
Right.
It has to be right. Beneficial for both of them because the Golden State Warriors lose all control after this. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to leverage and like going back to when all of this started. The Warriors don't have any leverage here. No one does. Literally no one has leverage. If Jonathan Kuminga signs the qualifying offer, everybody loses. Everyone. There is no telling what Jonathan Kuminga's role will be with the Golden State Warriors. There's no telling what he'll have to deal with Draymond Green. There's no telling what he'll have to deal with Jimmy Butler. I'm sorry. There's no telling what he'll have to deal with Steve Kerr. Mm-hmm. Steve Kerr, the guy who literally said, yeah, I don't know how we find minutes for him. We've got Jimmy, we've got this, we've got, you know, Steph, we've got this, got that. I don't know how we do it. Okay, well, you're stuck with him for another year. Or perhaps you're not. Perhaps he just sits at the end of your bench. But I think the teams that are interested, I think everyone knows what time it is with the Golden State Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga. If Jonathan Kuminga gets a DNP CD for 82 games, I do not think that changes anybody's perspective on Jonathan Kuminga, any teams, other teams' perspective on Jonathan Kuminga. They just look at it like, well, he's been working out, he's been practicing, and he's probably going to be fresh next year. Because the risk that you would be taking this year on Jonathan Kuminga is the same exact risk you would be taking next year in terms of trying to figure out exactly what he is as a basketball player.
So that also goes to like your original point and why I just gave a path. I don't know how likely it is at all. But a way that Jonathan Kuminga could come to the Sacramento Kings next year is if he looks at it that way where, oh, there's a sign and trade on the table that the Warriors have, but it's at a place, at a franchise where I can't really rock. Like, it's better than the Warriors, but I don't know if I'm going to get the opportunity to shine the way I want to so I can get not this three-year deal, but the following day when I'm 28, 29 years, I may go to the Kings because I'm going to be allowed to do the things that I want to do. So when I'm 28, I get that 5-year, $270 million deal. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was saying that may be the angle where Sacramento can still get him without the trade right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Let's see what Phil talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, 916-909-1320. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Good, man. Baby.
Hey, so my question is, how come the teams just won't offer him a contract and not even work with the Warriors? That's my whole issue.
They don't have they don't have cap space.
Yeah, that is true. All right, I'll take it off there.
No, that was it. You don't have to. I just... Phil might have been going back to jail. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, there's no offer sheets being extended because teams don't have cap space. The Sacramento Kings, they can't send them an offer sheet because they just don't have the room.
Right.
They don't have the cap space. Like, and that's the Malik Monk part of this. That's the, you know.
And they're right now, from everything that we've heard, they're one of the few teams, Phoenix being another one. I think some people think Chicago might be in there as well, or even willing to take on the contract that you're probably going to have to sign him to if you trade for him.
Like, man, Phoenix is still spending a ton of money. Like, I think they're under the aprons, but they're still spending a ton of money.
These dudes got out of the second apron just to get back into the second apron.
Yeah. What's the name? Ishbia. Somewhere Ishbia's like, all right, boys, how can we get back up there? Huh? How can we get back up there to that second apron?
Yeah, so I think if I'm reading everything right, that's also the issue, because random team X, the Pelicans don't have the cap space either, but they may not want to trade and give Jonathan Kuminga the contract.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that he'd be looking for.
Yeah. So for sure. I think there are a lot of teams that probably aren't willing to take the risk. Mm. And there is a certain... there is a level of risk that comes with Jonathan Kuminga. Even if Jonathan Kuminga went, hey, you know what? You're right. I'll sign this 3-year, 70-something million dollar deal with the team option at the end. I'll do that. That's a risk for the Golden State Warriors. Like, we're acting like that's not 20-something, 25, whatever the number was. Like, that's not 20-something million dollars a year. You know, you could maybe... I just think, I know most people believe he's not going to be on the Warriors for that length of time. They're going to, the second that contract is signed, they've got, I think it's 6 months. They're going to, I don't even know if that applies here in this situation. They're going to try to move him by the trade deadline. So it's a risk for everyone involved.
Aaron Turner talked about that as well. Hmm. He was like, yeah, it's a possibility, not like it's a certainty. But when he talked about why they want to go somewhere right now, is it like, all right, say we sign the deal. Like, we know right now, according to him, Sacramento, I'm just using them as an example. Sacramento is talking to Jonathan Kuminga the way he wants to be talked to. We will give you every opportunity. We don't want you to do nothing else but be yourself. We're going to get that popping for you to potentially be an all-star and be one of our main cogs in what we're trying to build. They know that for sure. They said, if we sign the deal, yeah, we'll probably be traded, but who knows where we'll be traded to.
Mm-hmm.
We could be traded to someone that's going to have us in the same situation that we're in right now in Golden State. Yeah, we'll have the money, but he was trying to express them, we still want that situation. We want an opportunity to be an all-star and all this other stuff. So, yeah, we'll have the money, but you may trade us to San Antonio, where they're asking me to do the same things you're asking me to do here, and they don't want that. So that was kind of the crux of why they're pushing, right, or at least in that interview, why they're pushing to have something happen right now.
From Moses to hand tools.
Well, and it makes complete sense. You haven't truly had the opportunity to do what you would hope as an NBA player. And I wanted to bring this up. I'm gonna keep it muted, but I wanted to bring this up because you pointed it out when you joined the handoff, and I hadn't had a chance to see it yet. So here it is. the conversation with Aaron Turner and our friend Steiny and Goo with Jonathan Kaminga just working out in the back. This is tremendous work by Aaron Turner.
That's hilarious. Is he working out?
He's like, right there. He's just right there. Just for fun. Let's
make
see
sure he moved over just to get fun. The court.
Oh yeah, he's all on the side of the screen. It's great.
To be you. We don't want you to change.
Oh,
a thing.
Go back play there just game, like okay? half a minute because that's the Kings.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay, give me Jesse will ride here.
My bad, it's not that easy to do that.
No, anymore. It's all right. We got it. Let's see what we got here. This is courtesy of 95.7, obviously.
Wasn't necessarily competitive after Steph went out, at least the two games in Minnesota. But there was a takeaway, if you really think about it, that he cracked some of the code to play with Jimmy. And I don't think plugging.
Okay, no one cares what he's doing with the Warriors. Can I point out that I'm confident like Steiny, Guru, and probably Matt Nahegan are like they are pulling their hair out because this sounds terrible. You can barely hear Aaron Turner.
Step back into that.
And the shoes in the background are like squeaking like crazy. Yeah,
that's just more shooting the best shooter in the world. I don't think that really makes it hard. I think it's the understanding of Jimmy operates in certain areas of the floor that JK wants to operate in, and he definitely wants to get to doing that more as his career goes on. But he's also not,
by the way.
You know, he's understanding that, like, okay, I can adapt. I can cut off Jimmy more.
Another
Jimmy,
miss.
You know, is going to – Jimmy, one of the great things about Jimmy is – and
jump shots left to right.
Man, this is tough.
He's very – you know, he's going to let guys be
you get that one?
I think he got that one.
So it's more of just figuring out when's Jimmy going to come to me.
I don't want to hear any more about Jimmy Butler. So maybe I went too far back, so I apologize. But here it is. What an amazing visual this is. Great job by our – text Nahegan. We need to book Aaron Turner. Why aren't we talking to Aaron Turner? Like, hey, Aaron, can you do an interview with us with Jonathan Kuminga missing jump shots in the background? It would be great if we look closer. Wait, is that Doug Christie? No, it's not.
Why is he working out with Sabonis?
Is that the Kings court? Now, for the record, I know this from the hoop. They're in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Aaron Turner lives in Cleveland. That's where this is all taking place here.
Guys, it's the role, but that's not really existent right now, right? Like, you can only get the role on the place that you can get to, and right now you can't get to those spots. So, yes, I mean, I think the fact that, you know, he's very open-minded to Sacramento, to Phoenix, and some of the other teams that we've talked to, says that. I mean, he wants a bigger role. No one's hiding from that. He's not hiding from that. But on any great team, right, somebody has to sacrifice.
Okay.
It's 100.
All right. I want Aaron Turner on the show, but I just need you to do it without the squeaky shoes behind you. Also,
you go into a room, sir.
What's my man who used to sing the Cubs? Take me out to the Harry
Carey?
Steiny, with those glasses,
the hairy hair,
like a,
I'll give you a 6.5 because the glasses. Because
it's the glasses that do it.
One, two, three.
That's great. Shout out to Steiny and Goo.
Those are my guys.
Yeah, shout out to Steiny and Goo. I'm going to text Matt Nahegan right now, like, hey, dog, can we – I need Aaron Turner on the media tour. Can we get him over here? You see what's going on. Matt George is texting me probably like, oh, man. Yeah, something ill went down over at
– Yeah, I didn't want to say nothing, so I saw some.
Yeah, but, yeah, something ill went down at ABC, and Matt's just hitting us up that he's good. Three shots into the lobby, nobody hurt.
My goodness, come on, man. Come on, man.
And I guess because my brain can never... I guess my brain can never compute like this. What do you think that was going to accomplish? Like, what was the end game here? Like, you was going to kill the security guard who lets us in to do our TV hits? That's because that's who you would have got. Like, that was the goal? No, because you probably don't know who's in the front lobby. You probably don't even know what you're shooting at.
That is.
I understand there's a lot of people upset. Like, Matt George did not make the decision to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Like, and you can be frustrated about what's going on with Jimmy Kimmel. You could be frustrated about what's going on with the FCC and communications in this country. That's perfectly fine. To think that somebody off 50 in Sacramento had something to do with that is insane. It's not like the Sacramento affiliate can go, no, we're not taking Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Like, I don't know, man. I don't even know what to say about that.
That's just,
I don't even know what to say.
Unbelievably disturbing. I mean, then, like you said, dealing with people that just aren't thinking rationally, aren't thinking logically, aren't, like you said, these people at ABC 10 have nothing to do with what you're angry at. If that's what you're retaliating for or making a statement about, these people didn't do nothing. They are so far away from that decision. Like, that's crazy. And even if they did have something to do with that decision, no, don't do that. Do not. That is not the way to go. It's crazy, man.
It's really unfortunate. Glad that our brother Matt George is okay. Glad that all of our friends over at ABC 10 are okay. I just don't get it, man. I don't love the direction of any of this stuff either, but I don't know what the right way to handle this is. Like, I've been thinking about this for a little while. I don't know what to do at this point. Like, I've never been silent, never been quiet. It's just kind of one of those things where I say that, like, we're barely a year into this thing. I don't know where this thing is going. You're trying to eliminate slavery from the lexicon of this country. You want people to believe that things like the Middle Passage doesn't exist. Like, there is a very literal, we're attempting to rewrite history right now. There is a very real moment that we are living in where the president of the United States says, I'm going to cancel and pull licenses for anyone who is critical of me. That is not an interpretation. That is that man's words verbatim. That's state-run media. We are living very, very literally. We are living under the rules of what foreign countries did that we always look down upon. All of this, America is better than this. America is this. America. No, it's very much not. And at this point, in 2025, it is very much worse. And I'm not condoning anything that happened last week. That was awful. Those videos were horrifying. But this rewriting of a narrative is incredible. And it's become this thing where, and this happens in sports all of the time. Mm-hmm. It's the Stephen A. Smith motto. If you're louder, you're right. And there are so many people being really, really loud about things that are really, really wrong. And it is an awful, awful place for us to be in. And I swear to God, man, I just think it's going to get worse.
Well, here's the thing about that. There were a lot of people who told you this was going to happen. It was as predictable as anything we've ever been through. If this is the direction the country goes, this is what will happen. And we're going through it. We're going through it. That doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it any easier to deal with. But there are a good amount of people that said, "Hey, if this is what you want, this is what's going to happen." No, you're wrong. You just don't understand. All right. It's playing out exactly the way a lot of people thought it would. Exactly.
And the funny thing is, like, a lot of those people who are like, no, you just don't pay attention. No, it's this. No, it's that. I have bad news for you, sweetie. He hates your ass, too.
Oh, they found out. A lot of those people found out when they thought they were absolved.
Mm.
They found out.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough. Since we're here, I'll say one more thing, and then we'll just break early, and we'll come back, and we'll talk week three football. We don't have to get into this. I just feel like, given our history, speaking on certain things, my history, speaking on certain things, for those who are unaware, I will make this very, very clear to you. Black people don't hang themselves. We'll come back. Steelo and KC, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What a time to be alive. L. Duncan interviewing Becky Lynch outside a wrestling event in Indianapolis. I wish... Okay, L., we're sending you to Indianapolis. What? The fever? No.
Oh, the Colts are 2-0.
No. Wrestlepalooza. Poor Elle. She looks magnificent, but
I just don't like this. And there is an aspect. I hope it's trickling down this way, but there is an aspect that with this new deal, with this exposure, all these wrestling superstars end up making more money, right?
Sure.
I'm happy for them for that. But I don't like anything.
Well, it's wrestling. Hopefully.
That's why I say hopefully. Yeah. That's why I say hopefully.
It's a new production here.
Did you see, I think Jesse saw because he retweeted, that stat that Crawford and Canelo made almost as much as the entire UFC roster did all year with what they did on Saturday?
No.
They made $200 million.
Hold on. I've never seen Jesse smile this
big
before.
No, that was hilarious. Yeah.
They made $200 million in that fight combined.
Now, wait a minute. Is that real?
Yeah.
I mean, Canelo, by going into the fight, was already getting $100
million. Yeah.
Pride. If I'm a UFC fighter, like, have some pride.
Buddy, I think that ship has sailed.
It was like, there's money to be made there.
$10 million as a roster. And these two in one night. It wasn't even pay-per-view.
All I Netflix. See Jesse tweeting is Dolphins question
yeah,
mark.
Yeah, I didn't retweet it. I think Kenny retweeted it. I saw Kenny retweet it.
Yeah. Well, I saw you were on the... Yeah, I don't know. I did retweet it, though.
Mine is just pain.
That's funny because it's just Dolphins question mark. Dolphins question mark.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And then they had, they brought up, I saw something that was a good point. I don't know if I agree with this number, but they were talking about how that fight, they said 40, I think they said 40 something million people watched that fight. Let's just say.
You tweet too much, bro. I can't find anything on your timeline.
He tweets so much, he got it
mixed up. Just a day ago.
Where he thought I tweeted it, but he actually tweeted
so
it.
So what does that tell you? It was just a day ago and I can't find it. Found it. Yeah. It was like 25 tweets ago.
A couple tweets.
Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford nearly matched the entire UFC roster's total earnings for 2025 in a single night. Approximately 430 fighters have competed in the UFC this year to earn about $210 million. Canelo versus Crawford combined earnings $200 million.
Hey, the graphics hella funny, though. Canelo and Crawford, money in the background.
Yeah.
Just having a good time. And these poor UFC
guys. I don't know who any of them dudes are.
None. None.
Are those two, that's the same guy, isn't it? The guy in the front and the guy to the left?
Isn't one of the top guys like Pereira or something?
I have no idea. Who was the main draw of the fight? The boxing? Canelo was the draw. Really?
Yeah. Huh. Canelo's the draw, and we don't have to go too deep into the weeds with this, but he's got a country behind him. Crawford doesn't. Crawford might have an ethnicity behind him. He doesn't have a country behind him.
Okay.
So Canelo was the A side for sure.
Okay. How, if Canelo is a 10, what's Bud?
As far as like notoriety.
A draw.
Probably 7.
Yeah, oh. 7. That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah.
Okay.
Tank was like an 8 or like a 9.
Yeah, Tank was up there. Tank was, yeah. Bud is, he's a little bit more than this, but he's the boxing's fan's draw, not the general public.
I see. Okay.
Like, Conor McGregor, for instance, jackass. He, if he says he's fighting, people outside of the UFC sphere will be like, oh, Conor's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Canelo and Tank are.
I see.
Terrence
Bud is not.
No, nah, he's
I see.
The boxing fans. Like, oh, Bud is fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The more you know. I know what I know. UFC is ass. So bad.
Go get a bag.
Man.
I love that. Have some pride. Nah, it's too late.
So that's the thing. There's always this Dana White conundrum is he thinks he can come into boxing and run it the same way. Nah, that toothpaste is already out of the pack. Like they've already seen Canelo Alvarez.
The pack, not the tube.
Tube. That toothpaste
Kenny gets
is
his
out
toothpaste
of the tube.
In a pack. That's what rich people do. They get their toothpaste in a pack.
That toothpaste is out of the tube. They've already seen the millions and millions
Very good.
Of dollars that they can make boxing. They're not going to go back to say, oh, yeah, we'll do a $200,000 and then a $50,000 fight win bonus or knockout. Like, no, bro. Like,
bro, Tim Tszyu took home like $10 million off of one fight. And it's Tim Tszyu. Like, shout out, but. Yeah, not
title of today's show because all of his fans will watch.
Yeah, I don't know if he has any more though. He's kind of off the radar. He's lost like three of his last four fights. Tim Tszyu's kind of done.
But we could try it though.
Yeah. Australia, where you at? Yeah.
Stand up.
But yeah. So the original point was this whole ESPN WWE thing. Hopefully those guys are getting paid for it, so that's cool too. But this is gone to a place that's not for me.
Yeah, it's not for us anymore.
Yeah. It's fine.
Your boy Tyrese Haliburton was on this preview show.
Well, he should be. It's in Indianapolis, and this is his bag, and he is heavily, heavily involved with the company. So, yeah, good for him. He should be. Yeah. He absolutely should be.
And if they want if they wanted to make D'Lo and Casey and Jesse part of their broadcast, oh, guess who's back in on the WWE?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Hey, look.
We can be bought.
We have. Thank you. We have never been shy about this.
No, yeah.
We guess can be bought. Yes. We can be bought.
And we'll tell you how great WrestlePalooza is. Let's talk to Dom. No, I would really like to talk to Dirty Dom.
Oh, man.
Let's talk to.
I don't know.
No, let's talk to LA Knight.
So the good news is.
Let's talk to LA Knight.
Yeah, Damian Barling will be speaking to LA Knight soon. You're going to get the LA Knight one.
Hey, pal, how does it feel to be the most overrated?
Yeah.
How does it feel to be the most overrated guy in the company?
Be nice. They'd email us back then.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we're ESPN 2. Could you?
They're here in October, late October.
One of those.
Yeah. Is it a house show? Or
no, I think it's a Raw. I think it's a Raw. Just got to check when the premium live event is. Hopefully it's not the same week.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not going. I don't even need to pretend like I'm going. Not as fun as it used to. Of course, our schedule is different. Maybe we will go.
Check out
if the WWE emails us back. Maybe TKO founds out we hate UFC and now they won't email us back. Sorry, pal. If you want to interview Roman Reigns, you got to interview Smog Valentikov, our middleweight champion. You got to interview him. Well, he's not really our middleweight champion. He's our replacement interim middleweight champion because one guy tore his ACL in fight camp. The other guy got suspended for steroids, so he's our interim middleweight champ.
It could always be AEW, guys.
Who could be?
D'Lo and KC. Interviewing MJF from the Memorial Auditorium.
We can be bought.
Yes. Chad.
Tony, come on, Tony. I know a great cocaine dealer. Come, Tony.
Oh!
So, Tony, how much coke do you do before?
Oh, man.
I genuinely wonder, is Tony Khan, is he a drug addict, or is he just a really eccentric, like, wired guy? You remember when Tony Khan sold an AEW angle at the NFL draft?
Yeah, he was at the Jaguars draft little room.
With a neck brace on.
Should we take Travis Hunter? Dad, my neck, it hurts.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. That's amazing. That's great. Bill just walked by. Bill, we can be bought, dog.
Yep. Let's make it happen, big dog. Let's make it happen.
Don't be shocked when next week I'm like, guys, let me tell you why Botox is a great thing. My man Dr. House says, outside of the 49ers and of course, this really interesting week three matchup with the Raiders and Commanders, what stands out the most to you guys in week number three, headed into week number three?
Well, I think the game of the week, can we say that, is Eagles-Rams in Philadelphia. I don't know if we'll learn much about either team in that one, but that's just a good game. That's what I'm tapped in for sure.
There's two other ones I got my eye on. That's absolutely the game of the America's game of the week. Well, I don't know if it literally is, but
I actually think they got it at 10 a.m. because you know what America's game of the week is?
I don't.
Raiders Commanders.
No. So America's game of the week has to be 1 o'clock our time. Take a look, then take a guess.
Well, what time are the Cowboys play?
Oh, no.
This week?
Yeah. Is it?
You got to play the numbers.
It's Cowboys Bears?
You got to play the numbers.
Hey, if Caleb Williams doesn't put up points against this defense.
Well, I saw Dak.
I saw that last week when I was watching the Eagles Chiefs, and they're like, yeah, next week, a slate of games, which includes America's game of the week, and had the big little graphic of Dak and Caleb. I thought, oh, stop it.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
Cowboys, Bears. That's the exact same time that the Cardinals 49ers will be on.
WNBA play on Sunday night, because they might get my viewership.
What's the Sunday night game?
Chiefs, Giants.
Oh, yeah.
You're not tapped in for Mahomes versus Wilson?
Just give me the score.
Yes, they play, nope, they play Sunday afternoon.
Oh, they get it wrong again.
It'll be the Fever and the Aces at 12, and it'll be Minnesota versus the winner of New York and Phoenix tonight.
Well, I'll watch Sunday Night Baseball.
I think I'm looking at the scoreboard. I think that gives me Pacific Standard Time. Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah, so those are the times, 12 and 2. Sorry, pal. You're going to have to watch the Chiefs. It's the rule.
Get ready to watch the Chiefs, buddy.
Two other games. They'll be on the screen. Texans, Jaguars. Because someone's got to show me something. And Broncos, Chargers.
Yeah, Broncos, Chargers is a good one.
It's the other one.
Chargers could really.
That's big. Yeah, that's big.
The Chargers could
in Los Angeles, by the way. In Jacksonville and in Los Angeles, those two games.
The Chargers, a weird quirk here. They could finish their first round of the AFC West and go 3-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that would put them essentially, they'd be 3-0, but because of tiebreakers, they'd just start off like two games ahead of everybody. That's a big opportunity for them.
I might change my tone about the Chargers if they win this game. But are people, I feel like some people have already changed their tone about the Broncos. And if they fall to 1-2, having lost this one to the Chargers, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Not going to write them off, but it's kind of, all right, maybe you guys just aren't ready yet. Which they should be, because they paid a bunch of people this offseason, and you got Pat Surtain, Defensive Player of the Year, and all that. Bo Nix, second-year player, looked good last year. Like, they should be a lot better than how they look, but.
Bo Nix struggling so far. Not struggling, just not looking the same as he did at the end of the season.
But if the Broncos win this game too, then it's kind of like, all right, maybe they're here finally. Because I already do believe in the Chargers. Like, I think they're a good football team. I don't think they lose here. It's like, the Chargers aren't there yet.
No, I don't think the Chargers lose anything.
Yeah, win or lose, like the Chargers are just, I guess when it's kind of like, all right, they're solidified now, but.
The Broncos.
This game means more for Denver for me.
The Broncos may be saved by the fact that if they lose this game, that I just don't know who that last playoff team would be. It could be the Chiefs, but. It's not coming out of the North anymore without the Bengals being there. Feels like the East is a one-bid division. Maybe you got something crazy going on in the South with Indianapolis now, too.
We'll see.
But I think because...
I mean, good for them, but we'll see.
I think the ramifications for a potential loss on Sunday doesn't hit as hard as it did maybe a week ago.
Follow that. They got the Titans this week. The Colts. It'll be 3-0. Poor Cam Ward. Every time I see him, he's running for his life.
That pass he made the other day was crazy.
He threw it across there. Pass.
Oh, yeah.
That was – wouldn't teach anybody to do that, but it worked.
Well, imagine if he could just drop back like a normal quarterback, scan the route, and throw it. Instead, he drops back and then has to run 50 yards this way, 50 yards that way, and then try to find somebody.
Yeah.
So what do we do if the Jags lose this week?
We
hope they lose the next week.
Like, do we just write them off? Like, are we done with Trevor Lawrence?
If they lose, point,
like, you lost to the Bengals last week, and that was kind of a prove it game, and then you're gonna lose again to the Texans.
Yeah, this would be a failure if they lose this week. You have the Texans on the rope for, well, I mean, not for their season, but this is
kind of this
opportunity. You got them on the ropes.
Yeah, kind of.
And if you can't cash in on that, and Houston's on a short week coming to your place,
yeah.
I look at you funny. Although I would talk about how they're true champions going into their next game.
Of course, obviously, because that's what you do. You build up your opponent. Speaking of, can I hit the pause button real quick?
Mm-hmm.
How many times this happened Monday? I don't know if it happened to you. It definitely happened to me. How many times are we out and our man Edison is the king of this? And we're talking to someone, usually a little bit older, sometimes not. Hey, man, I love your guys' show. Oh, brother, thank you, man. We really appreciate that. When y'all start talking that wrestling, I just get a little, you know, I get a little lost. I was like, I got to start watching wrestling again? And it's never wrestling.
Yeah.
It's always like wrestling.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, now, that, you know, we have fun with it. We just, it's something we grew up on and we still pay attention to. How do you think SportsCenter viewers feel when for the last 30-some-odd minutes, it's gone from Becky Lynch to see not a single highlight of a baseball game shown, not a single nothing. It is like a WrestlePalooza countdown show.
Bro, I don't know if this makes it better or worse. It is a show.
This is a countdown show? This isn't SportsCenter?
No, this is a show. They're doing a show. A WrestlePalooza show. Countdown
at
interviews.
At 6 p.m. Eastern Standard?
Countdown interviews. Analysis for the upcoming matches.
Aaron Judge just hit his 50th home run, and don't worry, Iowa Sky joins us in 5 minutes.
Christ, man. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, this is a show.
All right, cool. I kept looking up like, wow, they're really leaning into this.
And you're right. They scrapped SportsCenter for this, right?
Well, no, I think they're calling it SportsCenter because, look, it says CM Punk joined SportsCenter. The SportsCenter logo's in the corner. They're probably calling it. Yeah. No, that was SportsCenter. Look at it. Oh, my God, it's not. It is a WrestlePalooza SportsCenter. What is this show titled on the bar?
Today's
SportsCenter.
Today's show is titled, it's a WrestlePalooza SportsCenter, though.
And look, there's football highlights.
Finally.
This is really a SportsCenter. So imagine Edison sitting down, ready to watch. Let me get caught up. I heard Aaron Judge hit a home run. Let me get caught up on what's going on here. And he turns in and there's CM Punk in a three-piece suit talking to L. Duncan for 10 minutes. Oh, man.
After Becky Lynch was already on.
After Becky Lynch, right. Which is funny because aren't they like mortal enemies at this point? Like they just passed each other in the green room? Like no one... You bitches. I swear, you guys need us to do everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man.
Oh, ESPN.
Well, we
can go there because I was just about to say, you know, if it's flying under the radar a little bit, but Niners Cardinals is
so
a good game. 2-0.
It's a great game. And the question I was just about to throw at you is, I don't feel like they are. Maybe I'm not tapped in enough with Baldy and the crew. I feel like I am, but maybe I'm not. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals get elevated, backup quarterback or not. The Cardinals get elevated a little bit if they beat the San Francisco 49ers and go to 3-0 this weekend, don't they?
The only reason I pause.
I led the witness a little bit with that, so I apologize.
No worries. The only reason I pause is because of what I said earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. I think the Niners are flying under the radar. I don't think the people are looking at the Niners seriously. And I don't know if beating the 49ers would give the Cardinals that respect to get them like, oh, yeah, we got to talk about the Cardinals now. I don't know if right now, this week, getting that win would do that for them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering how they looked the first 2 weeks. The Cardinals, talking about the Cardinals. Just kind of getting by against New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then that fourth quarter against Carolina was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was a very interesting fourth quarter. But I guess in the Cardinals' defense, there have been a lot of teams like that. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of games like that where it's been like, yeah, they're 2-0. They beat so-and-so, and I know part of the story is the Saints. Part of the story is the Panthers. Mm-hmm. They beat so-and-so by 3. One-score games. Like, there haven't been a ton of, like, really impressive outings. I mean, even...
It's really just been, like, one.
I can't remember Buffalo's second game.
It was a beatdown to the Jets.
The Jets. That's right. That's right. But they had a close game versus Baltimore to start, like an amazing game to start the season. And last night's game was competitive until the final minutes. Mm-hmm. Like the Bills needed to pick up that. I mean, they sealed the game by picking up that first down late, and they had the ability to kind of wind the clock down. So it's not like, you know, they're 3-0. We all believe that they're great. We all believe that they're Super Bowl contenders, but it's not like they've looked incredible. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of teams like that.
I agree with you. I only chuckled because It's not the way this works. But if it wasn't for a one-of-one four-minute stretch in the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
I think we'd be like, yo, the Ravens look like.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree.
They look like, I don't know who's going to beat them.
Wholeheartedly agree, but you're right.
But you can't do that.
It's not how it works.
You can't do that.
It's not how it works.
Now you'll be saying, all right, they look good, but if the game is close, will they blow it? Or can they hold on to a lead? If it just get them into the fourth quarter close, and then you could get them. That's the narrative now.
And that's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Ravens-Lions.
Yeah, Ravens-Lions.
Man.
I think the Ravens are going to go to work on them, too. I think they're going to go to work on them. And I'm not even going to look at the Lions any type of way if that happens, but I think that's what's going to happen with the Ravens.
Do we have something Monday? Like, I keep thinking we have something Monday.
There is something.
Yep, there's something Monday. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll be a little late to the game, but, yeah, that's the one right there. Oh, my God, that's the one right there.
It's going to be a good one. But I think the Packers, some people feel that way about the Packers.
Sneaking victories?
No.
Oh.
Being a like a top, a convincing team.
Mm-hmm.
I think people feel that way about them. I heard something the other day.
And this Rams-Eagles one is good, but yeah.
That is a good game. Speaking of the Eagles, though, and it was your boy Cousin Sal. Yeah, that's
all right. You know I've never heard him before, like ever. Never once heard Cousin Sal.
It was a boy, Cousin Sal, because they were talking about how boring the Eagles are.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought up a good point. He said, aren't we all kind of fortunate that they are the only good team with the tush push? Could you imagine football if everybody was good at the tush push?
Mm.
First and second down would be the only thing that matters. And if they get to third and four, they're just rugby style.
That's a good point.
They also, did you also see there was a story that the refs are being instructed to look closer?
I saw that. Yeah, I read that last night or this morning. Yeah, I did see that.
Because half of the line is false starting on the tush push, and they're in the neutral zone.
Like, if you were to, so the thing this past off season, the owner was to, you know, one of the rule committee things was ban the tush push.
Mm-hmm.
What would they be banning? Pushing a player?
That's what I think they would be banning.
Pushing a player forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to ban pushing a player forward, period.
Because
you can push a player into the end zone.
Right.
Like a receiver, a running back. We see it all of the time where big boy comes and hits his guy and three people go falling into the end zone. Five people go falling into the end zone.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. Because, and then.
That's interesting.
Sal also.
I got to listen to this Cousin Sal, apparently.
He said, if you're allowed to do that, what's keeping people from just lifting up Christian McCaffrey and carry him across the line? Take Trent Williams and Jake Brendel. Just pick them up and carry them across the goal line.
So, to be fair, do we know that you can't?
I don't think that's a rule.
I don't think it is either. It's just not very practical. Like, why would you do that? It would be faster for Christian McCaffrey to try to run than for Trent Williams to try to pick him up and carry him. Like, and how does he carry him? Does he carry him like a bride? Does he carry him like a sack of potatoes?
Anyway, it's all legal.
Carry him like a backpack, like he, Draymond Green, and just run across the line?
Yeah, just all legal.
By the way, that does not get discussed enough. Mm. Jordan Poole called that man a backpack. That's hilarious. Like, he deserves so much more credit than he gets for saying, bro, you're a backpack. You're literally weighing Steph Curry down.
Hey, look, was Jordan Poole listening to D-Lo and KC? We called him JanSport before anybody.
JanSport. JanSport.
We said he wasn't even a Louis backpack.
No, he can't be a Louis backpack.
JanSport.
He's a JanSport.
I think that was during the playoffs when we were saying that, and we asked Scott Moak to play Dora the Explorer. Back. When he was introduced.
Fast forward, Scott didn't. Actually, I don't think that's Scott Chopped. I think it's Moe.
Yeah, I think
Mo didn't. Mo did not play backpack. Damn it, Mo.
Backpack.
Anything else that we want to? I need my man CJ Stroud to play well this weekend.
Who you think gonna win that game? Who you going with?
I gotta go with Houston. Houston can't go to 0-3, man. I gotta go with D'Amico.
So we're gonna be looking at the Jags funny on
I
Monday.
Think so. Okay. Yeah, I think so. But
Trevor Lawrence, you're officially on Fraud Watch, pal.
You're also gonna have Indianapolis, I think. Maybe at 3-0. And if they're not at 3-0, all of a sudden you have a division full of 1-2 teams, and then you'll have the Colts at 2-1.
Just like we thought it would be.
Also, enjoy your backup quarterbacks this week. Mac Jones is going to start for the San Francisco 49ers. Marcus Mariota is going to start for Washington.
Mm-hmm. Raiders cannot lose that game, by the way.
Carson Wentz is going to start for Minnesota. Yeah. And Folsom's finest is going to start for Cincinnati.
Against Carson Wentz.
Against Carson. Oh, God. And yes, I think you're.
Just tell me the score of that game.
I think you're mostly right. The Raiders got to win this game.
It's a tough spot for them. I don't think
the Commanders might be a little bit desperate.
Yeah, it's a tough spot for the Raiders. I don't think the Raiders are winning.
I think the Commanders are saying the same thing. Like, they can't lose this football game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, Marcus Mariota's fine.
Yeah.
He's not Jaden Daniels, but I don't know
if he's Mac Jones.
I don't think that he is, but for 1 week, he can win you a football game. The Raiders can't let that happen, though. Yeah. I don't feel like the Raiders can let that happen.
This might be a schedule loss for them boys.
I don't. For the Raiders?
Yeah.
Short week versus. All right.
Team coming off a loss, too, feeling some type of way.
That damn India trip for the Raiders.
I think the show is over.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We're like 20 seconds over,
okay,
man.
Sorry.
It's over.
Have a great
weekend. The program's cooked.
Have a great.
Almost 49ers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.